Hello, and thank you for listening to the Travels with Kev podcast, a podcast that helps get you started with traveling, whether you're a beginner, traveler starting out, or an intermediate who just needs a few little bits of information to get you on track to travel. I am here to help you, and I hope that you and I can work together to help you achieve your travel dreams. Now let's get started in this week's podcast. Thank you for joining me on this bonus Travels with Kev podcast. Normally, I put out a podcast every other Wednesday, so you might be a little surprised to see one this week. But I'm trying something new. First of all, some exciting news. I'm recording this from home with my own mic. I want to thank the Travels with Kev supporter, Ben, who's been a big supporter of Travels with Kev since it started. Was very generous and made it possible for me to get my own mic. Still working on setting up the studio. There's some more things that I need if you're interested in helping out with that, some new mic stands and stuff like that. But this is a great start. It is so nice to just be able to record a podcast whenever I want and not have a huge setup. So thank you, Ben, for your generosity. So let's get into today's topic. And that's Amtrak's Summer 22 Return of Service. Little background, just like the rest of the transportation sector, Amtrak is still working on getting back to a new normal. Because of staffing and equipment issues, in January of 22, Amtrak reduced most of its long-distance trains to 5 days a week service, suspended one, and canceled the less-used segments of regional trains like the Hiawatha and the Northeast Corridor. But there's some good news. Amtrak is returning many of these services, so you will have more opportunities to travel on Amtrak starting very soon. The return of service for long-distance trains. While many trains are returning to their regular schedule, they may not be returning to the pre-pandemic consist right away. Amtrak is trying to fix cars, return them to the rails, and increase its staff. As they're able to, trains should start returning to their former size. The current reduction of available equipment could lead to higher prices, especially for sleepers. Amtrak bases reservation prices on supply and demand, like all other transportation. As more equipment returns to service and the Amtrak staff levels increase, there should be some reduction in pricing due to a greater supply. As of now, there are no changes when it comes to dining cars and food service offerings. Coach passengers still do not have access to the dining car at this point. There are a lot of rumors going around whether or not coach passengers will be able to return or not. My guess at this point is they will, but it will probably be different than what it has been in the past. So as soon as I find out more information, I will let you know. So trains that are going to be returning to their regular 7-day-a-week schedule starting later on this month, that would be May of 2022, would be the California Zephyr, the Empire Builder, the Lakeshore Limited, and the Southwest Chief. Now, a few trains have already returned to daily service, including the Capital Limited, the Coast Starlight, and the Texas Eagle. The long-distance trains that are not returning to regular schedules yet include the Crescent and the City of New Orleans. Those are, as of right now, maintaining a 5-day-a-week schedule. According to their availability and booking, these trains could return in September, and the Silver Meteor is still suspended. Interim service continues to be provided daily via the Silver Star, the Palmetto, the Carolinian, and the Northeast Regional trains. From some of the information that I've heard and been reading, Amtrak has basically promised that the Silver Meteor will come back, and booking is available in September, so we'll have to wait and see. And just to round up the rest of long-distance trains, the Cardinal and the Sunset Limited are maintaining their pre-pandemic 3-day-a-week scheduled services. Those have been 3 days a week ever since I've been riding Amtrak. The auto train is still daily, along with the Palmetto and the Silver Star. Many of the regional trains have already returned or are returning soon. The Northeast service is coming back to 79% of its pre-pandemic levels. Northeast Regionals offer expanded service between Washington, D.C. and Boston, 13 round trips per weekday between Washington, D.C. and New York, 9 round trips every Saturday between Washington, D.C. and New York, 14 round trips every Sunday between Washington, D.C. and New York, 8 round trips per weekday between Boston and New York City, 8 round trips every Saturday between Boston and New York City, and 9 round trips every Sunday between Boston and New York City. The Keystone service has 12 round trips per weekday between Philadelphia and Harrisburg, and 10 round trips per weekday between Philadelphia and New York. New early morning departures arriving in New York City at 7:15 a.m. The Amtrak Hartford line is fully restored with 7 round trips per weekday. Also is the Hiawatha line. The Acela, effective May 23rd, will have 10 round trips per weekday between Washington, D.C. and New York, 4 round trips every Saturday between Washington, D.C. and New York City, 6 round trips every Sunday between Washington, D.C. and New York City, 9 round trips per weekday between Boston and New York City, 3 round trips every Saturday between Boston and New York City, and 4 round trips per Sunday between Boston and New York City. Whew, that's a lot. Amtrak is still planning on returning to Canada, but there aren't any hard dates. Rumor has it it could be as soon as June, but we have to wait and see what the official word is. Amtrak Summer 22 Update Wrap-Up. If you're planning to travel this year, keep in mind, things have changed. The tourism and travel industry slammed on their brakes pretty hard at the beginning of the pandemic, and it takes time to bring things back to life. Some of your favorite places may have closed, changed owners, or have different hours. And even traveling can feel different to you. As you travel, make sure you set your expectations accordingly. Things are not the same. Some services you enjoy may not be back yet, and some may never come back. And there could be some new services that you enjoy. Keep in mind that you may need to pivot your trip more than you want. We must put things into perspective. The airlines, buses, and Amtrak are all in a similar boat with staffing and equipment. If you need to call anyone in transportation, you may have to wait for hours. So keep that in mind. Amtrak's not alone. The airlines cut routes just as Amtrak did, but the impact feels greater since Amtrak often only offers once a day availability on some trains. The airlines have canceled flights due to equipment and staffing issues too. Megabus has discontinued all services in and out of Chicago, and Greyhound and other buses have fewer options. Recently, I was looking at flying to Tampa around the same time I did last year, and the prices are up on average 178% for a comparable flight with city pairs. Plus, I have fewer choices for flights. My point to this rant or wrap-up is this. Be nice, and things are not the same. Yelling at the staff about what displeases you will not do any good. They had nothing to do with upper management's choices. All you're going to do is ruin their day. And by doing it, it really doesn't make you feel any better in the long run. If you have a complaint, go to the appropriate channels and not the front-end workers. Most people are working hard to make things the best that they can, and they could be a little worn out. So patience go a long way. A sincere thank you and letting people know you appreciate their help and service will make them feel better and you as well. If you like the work I do and find value in it, consider going to travelswithkev.com/value and sharing this podcast with your friends. If you are in the planning stages and want to know more information about each route, I have a post listed in the podcast description about route guides, scheduling, and more information that you need to know about each train. I want to thank you again for listening, and I'll have the rest of this podcast over to my niece, Mackenzie.
Thank you for listening to the Travel with Kev podcast. Bye.
Thanks.